Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, chorus, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
This is Raquel Charles reminding you to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler to catch the hottest interviews.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight's guest is Mr. Brad Dorsey, a better known as Country Boy, a.k.a. Country Boy. Mr. Dorsey is a business guru, is what I refer to him as. And it's true. He is the best when it comes to teaching others how to operate their business, home-based business, or any other kind of business, to be honest with you. So I've introduced Mr. Dorsey. So now, hello, Mr. Dorsey. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Hey, good evening, Angela. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Well, let me go ahead and give you a quick warning. First of all, I live at the base of Stone Mountain, which is the largest piece of granite on the planet. Okay, so I have been known to drop people. I don't care what they say about our stations, and they can get you anywhere. I can take you out of my deck, and I bet you don't get a signal. So I hope that we can hang in there for the whole show, Angela. If you do drop me, I'll make sure and call you back. Okay?
Okay. All right. So, is it cold enough for you?
Oh, Lord. But see, one of the things that I never get into is complaining about the weather. My grandmama says, this is the day that the Almighty Source has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So the other morning when it was raining, Angela, I started singing myself a song. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. So weather is one of the things that I don't get caught up in.
Okay. I'm going to let you tell the listening audience about yourself to let them know a little about you.
Well, it's just kind of funny when you say that, because, see, if you tell people who I am, then you may not get it exactly right. But seems like when other people talk about themselves, if you don't hear it in the right ear, it kind of sounds like they're boasting. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But
yeah.
I will give you a quick synopsis on who I am and what I do and exactly why Angela invited me to be a guest on her show today, okay? First of all, my real name is Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy, okay? I nicknamed myself that, but basically because of where I'm from. I'm originally from a little German town in the northeast Georgia mountains called Helen, Georgia, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, but let me rewind and start again because, again, everything that I do start with thanks and ends with thanks. So, Miss Angela Butler, then, thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I know it's that time of year where she could have had anybody, but she chose me, and I want to make sure and tell you thank you. It is truly an honor as well as a privilege to do anything with you now because I see that you're one of those people that understand what blessing people really means about. Because, see, if everybody could bless themselves, than they would. But see, that's why the Almighty Divine Source gave us each other so that we can actually bless each other. And it's kind of like a pass it forward kind of blessing because, see, if you understand about the blessing, then you can actually pass it forward. And then somebody that gives something away, then the person will receive. So you kind of give. So, Angela, thank you again for the opportunity for allowing me to share you with your guests, not so much about who I am. I will tell you a little bit about who I am, but please don't get caught up in this person, Brad Dorsey, who is a.k.a. Country Boy, okay? I say that because I'm from a little town, but I was a very smart individual because I hung out with old people. My grandmother was well over them 100 years of age, and when you hang out with older people, you kind of learn stuff. So when all the kids had to go out in the yard and play, I used to be the little short, chubby one that nobody would pick, so I would come crying to my grandmama. So she let me sit in her lap, and I listened to the old people talk. So I had an old spirit even when I was a child. I walked like a child, but I didn't speak like a child, even as a child. Now, when it came to school, it was a really funny thing because nowadays I would get bullied like I got bullied back then because since they didn't pick me, I chose to read books and fumble through words in the dictionary that they would make fun of me. Because I used words that they didn't have no meaning, like swag. Or in the modern day times, they never heard the root of the word swagger. It's a ghetto fabulous word that came from its making and its brew in the ghetto, where we use the word swag, which means a walk of confidence, a walk with a little bounce in your stride, a little glide in your stride.
Okay.
So Angela, so what I want to do is I want to make sure and at least come up for air because I know you said we're going to talk for a minute, so I just want this to make sure and turn into a conversation. But what I want to do is just real quickly.
Okay.
First of all, you guys, I know a lot of smart people. My first hello to the world and giving credit where credit is due, I helped Mr. Xavier Roberts introduce the Cabbage Patch Babies to the world. So hello, world. We're going to make the world believe that a doll is real. Ha, we did it. Then lady, I found something called the Cabbage Patch Dance. Where did it come from? Nobody ever knows. I learned things by listening to a lot of people and reading a lot. So now I'm able to be able to say that I'm a teacher because I spent 12 years of my life in college, have 9 different degrees, and I actually teach teachers how to teach, and I coach coaches how to coach. Now, see, you say, I. Now, let me rewind and remix and redo everything that I just said so that you understand a little bit and get a clue on who Country Boy is. Some people think I'm a Baptist preacher. I ain't going to preach to you, but sometimes I get excited, Angela.
I understand that.
I bought my own amens with me. So don't worry about that part. But I'm a real fun person. I had to give myself names, but I call myself Country Boy, and I'll do that part before I go off the show, but I'm going to tell you about, I call myself a creative consultant. But see, what most people don't understand about me is I died to me a long time ago, so it is no longer I who lives, but the divine creator who lives inside of me. Now, see, that's kind of too deep for most people, but can you imagine the almighty divine creator disguising himself in man's own image, calls himself. Kind of has a bit of a twist of humor to it. Calls himself a secret agent.
Okay.
So they don't want nobody to know what they do. But I also call myself a consultant. But see, if you understand the definition of consultants, I'm smart. I know how to do a lot of different stuff, but I don't get paid for what I do. I get paid for what I know how to do. Now, what do creative consultants do? Creative consultants, I give people structure, and it doesn't really matter what type of business you're in. I can show people how to structure a business, and if they do have a business, then I can show them how to restructure their business. But see, I'm part old school and part new school, and things are changing so rapidly now, what they call the information superhighway. So there's things that people don't understand or can't understand, so I have to give them strategies. Things that might have worked may not work no more, so I have to give you some new strategies, and we'll take part of the old and keep it if it works, but if it doesn't work, get rid of it, and let's do some new school, some old school, new school flavor. But see, when people have problems what people don't understand is I'm also a shrinker. I ask
oh, okay.
people what the problem is, and they tell me. I ask them what they do that works, and they tell me. I also ask them, have they tried any other stuff that didn't work, and they tell me. So I know what questions to ask to help people find solutions. I help them find solutions to the problem. And then I can help them to develop, take those ideas, because all ideas are good ideas, but ideas are just ideas if you keep them inside of your head, and I help them to develop a plan. Because if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. So I'll pause, but then send it back over to you, Miss Butler, so that we're having a conversation so I'm not talking about me.
Okay. Okay. We're going to go to break right now, okay? Listeners, we're going to take a break. You're going to listen to some of the commercials, and then we're going to come back and talk to Mr. Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24-7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest tonight is Mr. Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy. I still call him a business guru, but he's very humble. So we're going to get back to Mr. Dorsey, and we're going to talk. Okay.
All right.
Mr. Dorsey, you've told the listening audience about yourself. You let them know who you are and everything. So what type of business, you already told them you're a consultant, but what other type of businesses do you have that you'd like perhaps let them know about if you'd like to? And also, what advice can you give people who are trying to be entrepreneurs or be in business for themselves or own companies?
Okay, that's a great question, Angela. Thank you for asking me. Well, see, what I want to do is explain that, first of all, it's hard for anybody to do what they have not been taught. Somebody showed you how to walk. Somebody had to show you how to talk. So when I said I show you how to structure or restructure, I show you how to strategize, and I show you how to find solutions, and I show you how to plan. So a lot of people have been mistaught. They say once you figure out your why, your how-to doesn't matter anymore. That is true to a certain extent. But see, a lot of the things in the old school, they told us that because they know that we're actually intelligent enough to talk ourselves out of the best ideas what we have. But please understand, you guys, it doesn't matter what your degree of greatness is. Everybody needs a coach of some kind. When I said earlier, in case you missed it, when I said it's a blessing to be a blessing, I told you if everybody could bless themselves, then wouldn't nobody need anybody?
That's
even
true.
Muhammad Ali, for an example.
You're right.
The greatest of all times. He had about 20 or 30 coaches.
Okay.
Michael Vick. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played football. But he played and he only won one game. That doesn't mean he wasn't any good. He had a head coach, an offensive coach, a defensive coach, a line coach, a specialty team coach, a nutritional coach, and coaches that coach them coaches. So the first thing that I would ever tell anybody, education is a wonderful thing. That's how you expand your mind. But what most people don't get taught, based on how they was raised and born, sometimes you're not born in a great situation. We'll just kind of leave that in neutral position.
Okay.
But what most people have to understand is there's greatness inside of everybody. And nobody can do what they have not been taught. And that's why you have to put yourself in relationships that people that can encourage you. Things and people that will see things in you that you may not see yourself. I used to watch cartoons when I was young. But on Saturday morning, I wanted to be Flash.
Oh,
I wanted to be able to run around the world. Come back.
Okay.
Before anybody knew I was on.
Super person. Superman person. Similar to Superman Flash was back in the day. All right.
But do you know why, Angela?
Why?
I wanted to. My grandmama told me that I could be anything that I wanted to be. And I believed her. And then, see, I had some spiritual people to tell me and show me that says before I was even formed in my mama's ear, it says the Almighty Divine Creator knew me and he had plans. Y'all heard me say plans just a few minutes ago? He had plans to prosper me. And so when I read it and it said me, I thought it was talking about me. So if he had plans to prosper me, don't start talking about the religious stuff because, you know, no way I welcome foreign to give me. Don't be talking about all that stuff. If you don't understand, first of all, that every single person under the sound of my voice has greatness within them.
That's
I got
true.
This little thing that
right.
I do. It usually says, ain't nobody, we say ain't in the South, ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do, so you just do what you do. Everybody's been looking for a hero, but the greatest hero is inside of you.
That is true. You are very right about that. And people should start telling their young people or their children that when they're young. To build self-esteem.
Well, everybody needs to tell everybody. Everybody wants to feel appreciated, and everybody has something unique and special about what they have. But, again, they have to nurture that gift. And, again, find yourself a coach. If I ever had to give somebody some sound, good advice, somebody around you, somebody that you know, somebody that your friend knows, and somebody that will spot greatness in you will be willing to coach you and mentor you. And then they got so many things back then, Angela, when we wanted to find out stuff, and I don't want to sound too old school and sound like I'm an old gray, but we had to go look up stuff in encyclopedias if you had the courage enough to let somebody see you looking at one. But now, baby, the only thing you got to do now is Google it.
That's
so
right.
So people have no excuses like they used to for things that they really want to know because you can find out anything you want to know.
That is true. The internet has did amazing things. I believe, and I've heard it said by the media, different media outlets, that more millionaires have been made in the world, and perhaps billionaires too, by the internet.
Okay, but see, we got to make sure and pick up. Now, let me rewind and remix again, because, see, what I don't want people to understand when I start talking about what I do, I can't help it because I'm smart.
No, okay.
Okay? But, see, I'm smart enough to know that I don't have to. I know how to change my own oil, but I don't. I got a coupon for $9.99, so why should I change my own oil? I'll watch the guy if he let me and ask him what he's doing. So the things that people want to know, put yourself around. If you want to know how to do hair, hang out with somebody that does hair.
That's right.
My mama told me if you're going to be somebody that cleans up, I own a cleaning service for well over 17 years. I'm a cleanologist. I'm a cleaning specialist.
Yes.
But why? Because I watched my grandmama clean.
All right.
So put yourself in the midst of people that can mentor with you. And then, see, I have things like I don't want to start throwing websites around, but we're building relationships. I have My Biz University where you can go online and learn the things. We have personal mentors, not just little webinars and stuff that you can go click, click, click on. It takes people to bless people, y'all. All the information and grade and go online and Google it and all that kind of stuff. But Angela Butler,
yes,
what she has done is she has what we call super friends. We have people that surround her that have knowledge and expertise in different areas. So she invited me on, not just go, I don't know everything, but I got some folks that know what you want to know. And one of the things that I do know is you can own a business.
Okay.
So now how does one own themselves a business? That's what I specialize in.
Okay.
And I can show people how to do that with little or no money. You know what I'm saying? How do you do that? Well, see, we have sources, and Angela will be able to give you guys a website to where y'all can connect to her, connect your show. And they say sometimes, Angela, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know. When she used that little word guru, I've been trained by some of the best in the world. Zig Ziglar, the world's greatest salesperson. Tony Anthony Robbins, the world's greatest motivator, they say, with my poppy. Les Brown, John Maxwell, Jim Rohn. I paid the money. I have $587,000 invested into my education. But let me go another further, Angel. I got to give people something that's worth something. Well, I might have to give some examples, and I might have to run for 2-3 minutes. I'll come up for air so you can give them some more good information about what and who support you. Because, see, your advertisers are the people that believe in what you do and believe in the people that's listening. So y'all don't take it for granted when you come on Angela Butler's show. Take your pens and stuff out, because this is not just radio. She gives you and provides you information that you may not know. And if we're in the information stage and knowledge, did y'all hear me? Knowledge is power. It is, but it's only powerful if you do something with it. So don't take advantage that while you're listening to the show, you should come on like you're at your home-based business university so that you can write down some of the connections that she has. Because you're going to want to know who Angela Butler knows. You know me and some super friends. And when ain't what you know, you don't have to be able to worry about. Take money out of your mind for a minute, because there's something called favor. Don't be talking about I'm blessed and highly favored if you don't believe that we got to hook up, because we have no hidden agendas and we have no hidden motives in what we do. We bless people and we do things for people that they cannot do for themselves. Back over to you, Angela.
Okay. All right. So I understand what you're saying. Listeners, you listen to someone that's highly intelligent, highly educated, and who's a good teacher and instructor. Mr. Dorsey, Mr. Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy, I'm really glad he came on the show because I know my listeners like to learn. And one of the reasons he's on this show is to talk about what the financial benefits of owning a business, including a home-based business. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going to finish talking to him. All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're going to commercial.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
This is Raquel Charles reminding you to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler to catch the hottest interviews.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest is Mr. Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy. He's on this show talking about business and among other things. You also will listen to Raquel Charles. She's a singer, actress. You can find Google her and find her CDs. You also learned about New Exquisite Express, which is a barista services. And you also have learned about Conglomerate Magazine. And you've also heard about Andy Clyde's event planning. So you can Google all of them or find them on Facebook. Another thing I'd like to say, do not forget to pick up your copy of Urban Spice magazine. I know that more people are becoming familiar with Urban Spice Mag. You can go online and find the magazine, Urban Spice Mag, with the www, of course, and you can order a copy for about $14 or $15 a year. I believe I'm right. You can also contact Reginald Lewis or Terrell Wicker on Facebook. So I encourage you to buy a copy of the magazine because this is really a great magazine and it's really informative. So go out, all of you that can, and purchase a copy. As a matter of fact, purchase a one-year subscription. All right, Mr. Dorsey.
Yes, ma'am.
My next question would be, what are the financial benefits of owning a business, including a home-based business?
Okay. And then let me do a couple more things real quickly. First of all, let me just rewind and remix one more time in case people came and just tuned in and didn't hear what we was talking about.
Okay.
First of all, I said it doesn't matter. Everybody has greatness within them. First of all, that's the first thing I want you to understand. The secondly is you have to connect yourself to someone. Everybody needs a coach, a mentor, and be able to teach you and do things in areas that expertise that you may not have. Just because you own a business, but doesn't mean you know how anything about marketing and advertising. We call them JV partners. That means that you need to hook up with somebody. And most people get into a business, end up eventually getting a partner because you will find that two minds is better than one. But what Angela, they don't quite get and understand, they need to start hooking up with you. But we don't want to just get you the people to follow you around. We want people to understand it's not what you know, it's who you know. Everybody can be blessed, and here goes one for you. In order for someone, anyone, to be blessed, you must, not maybe, you must be at the right place at the right time with the right people. So just stop twittering around. You guys need to go to Angela's website. You have your business, and she has a format set up to where you can start to advertise your business on her show in front of her posse, in front of listeners that will patronize your business. People don't understand the power of networking. We're tired of just going out to little seminars and handing out business cards, and there ain't nothing wrong with that because you got to network, but get connected to the people that do work. We work in our own business, and we want you to work in your own business. You can't come up with excuses on why you don't own a home-based business and why you don't get connected, because now I'm getting ready to give you some deep stuff, so I hope you got your pens ready. The federal government, not country boy, says you do not, I repeat, you do not have to make money in a home. Let me spell that for you. Oh, let me give it to you like this. Papa was a rolling stone, and wherever you live is your home. Even if you live in your mama's basement in the coat closet, you can still now you own yourself a home-based business, and we'll show you how to run it through the Internet, through the super information highway, baby. And when I started working on stuff, I hated the way they did stuff. So Country Boy got some new stuff that we're getting ready to give to the super friends because I work for the government, and the federal government says you do not have to make money in a home-based business. You only have to own one. And we got businesses that you can get started even right now that cost you a dollar. I didn't say lotto, and I didn't say scratch-off. The government says show us 3 to 4 hours a week that you make an attempt to make money, and based on what state you're in, they will give you $5,000 up to $15,000. They call it a tax boost incentive. If you don't believe me, go to Home-Based Business University. You don't have to get no degree and be a tax person. I'll teach you for free. If you own a home-based business, there's over 400 things, and this is not a tax course, so just please easily, very slowly, pick up what I'm putting down. But let me give you some more information so you don't have to worry and guess about how you do this, but I'm going to break it down. Angela, give me 3 minutes right here.
Okay.
There's only 5 levels of intelligence. The first level of intelligence is smart. I just told you, in case you missed it, you don't have to be very smart to own a home-based business. You have to be very not smart. I can show you how to buy yourself a business. Buy yourself a business for $20. I'll show you how to buy yourself a business, and you don't even have to have no special business license if you run it through the information superhighway. I just finished training the youngest travel agent in the world, and she's 7 years old, and she runs her business out of the library. She don't have no computer at home. So, 5 levels of intelligence. Smart is the first level. Intelligent is the second level of intelligence. The third level of intelligence is called brilliant. The fourth level of intelligence is called genius. I'm going to give them to you again, them first four. Smart, intelligent, brilliant, genius, and you'll never guess. So I'm going to tell you what the fifth level of intelligence is called. It's called simple. Let me spell it for you. S-I-M-P-L-E. Keep it simple. I never quite understood electricity. It comes through the power lines. I never understood it, how I could flip the light switch and the light come on, but it's in its simplest form, turn it the other way, and it goes off. I never understood how electricity, I could put a pan on the oven and fry an egg, but I can fry a man if I stick my finger in the socket. Don't worry about trying to understand everything, everybody. You have your own level of intelligence, and what your friend is good at, you may not be so good at. But partner up with Angela Butler and her super friends, and we will teach you how to own your own home-based business. Oh, I forgot to tell you, you don't have to worry about selling nobody nothing. You know, we know you're tired of selling suds and duds and lotions and potions and juices and stuff. We didn't ask you to sell nobody nothing. We don't get paid to sell. We get paid to tell. Tell. I didn't say secret agents. I said we're going to refer some people. You refer them to the wing shack, do they pay you? You refer them to your friend's hair salon. She cut the hair, fixed the hair. Did she pay you? We do it all our life. You send them to your favorite restaurant. You send them to see Tyler Perry's new movie. I could do that all by myself. Did Tyler Perry pay you? Did the movie theater pay you? Well, Angela Butler and Super Friends can show you how to refer somebody to a website, and somebody can buy something while you sleep, and you get paid. How you like Angela Butler and Friends now? Back over to you, Angela.
Okay. All right, listeners. You're listening to Mr. Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy. He's talking about businesses. He's talking about the Super Friends. I really would like to see more people in a home-based business, because whether my listeners know or not, I'm sure a lot of my listeners already have home-based businesses, but saying the economy is still bad, but once it was, we've all seen what happened in Washington, D.C., the government shut down. We've seen what's happening to the mortgages and jobs and people being out of work. And I think most people have a feeling that they cannot really depend on corporate jobs as much as they used to. So now would be a good time to start a business for very little money and continue to bring in money. Now, even that, you know, other reasons, because I know what it's like not to have income. So, listeners, I encourage you to start a home-based business, even if it's not through me, and I also encourage you to start more than one, because, again, we all know we cannot depend on corporate America or the government. Even though we have a wonderful president who's doing all he can, we still know that we cannot depend on the government like we once felt we could, our corporate America, like we once felt. Not that all of corporate America is bad, but a home-based business is where you're pretty much your own boss. So I'm encouraging you again to start a home-based business, and more than one, even if it's not through me. Mr. Dorsey, so we were talking about Super Friends. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners about, any more about your businesses, how to get in touch with people or anything like that? Are you not comfortable with that?
Well, what I'd like to do, Angela, is you're one of my new business partners. I would like to give people a website, but see, it's just more stuff to look at. I want you to plug your phone number. I do have an 888 number that I'd like to give everybody.
Okay.
I'd like for them to go to your website. They know how to click in there and become one of your friends. And we have about 112 different things that we're getting ready to give Angela to give away, starting with the Hope Card. It's a $1,000 gift card that you can use at over 6,000 different stores. But you're going to come through Angela's website. You already know where her Facebook page is. She's going to paste some stuff up. I'm going to give them another example, though, Angela, but I want them to get connected to you because you have a large audience, but we want to show people how people in different businesses, almost like Noah building the ark, put all these different animals. We want to be able to do what they say could not be done. We want to be able to show things that people are doing like you're getting ready to do, put people in business with each other, doing business together, and you might be in Organigo, and I might be in Mary Kay. I'm not picking on nobody's business, y'all. I'm not picking on nobody's business, y'all. But what if I don't wear makeup and you don't drink coffee? You still want us to do business together? Yes, because we got other super friends that drink coffee and other people that wear makeup. Some of the things that we're doing now, Angela, for some people, they seem to be a little unexplainable. Well, see, if we can't get it to make sense to you that we just bless people for no hidden motives, then it's not going to make any sense for anybody else. So if it's unexplainable, then just get a little bit closer and see what we can do to help you grow your business. Now, if it has to be unbelievable for ye of little faith, some of the things that we're doing with the Super Friends and connecting each other's businesses and going from radio station to radio station, baby, because we got about 40 other people that own radio stations, and we don't mind putting each other's guests on and promoting each other's products and giving each other links. If it's unbelievable for you because eyes have never seen and ears have never heard on what we're doing. We've established a platform. She talked to you just now about Urban Spice Mag.com. If you go to one of my super friends' websites about the magazine, but they were national before they came back locally to Atlanta, Georgia, to print it. Now, did that make sense to you that they went national? How you do that? This is how we do it. If it don't make no sense to you, come closer. Angela's going to give you some information. She's like, you got somebody that needs to get your car fixed? We got car people. You want your grass mowed? You need to get your hand nails done. We got Super Friends that own beauty supply stores, 99-cent stores. We got people, everything that you're looking for, we already have. So what you looking for? Maybe you can't hear me. Can you hear me now? Get connected to Angela Butner and her Super Friends. Now let me go another further. What we want to show you, I'm going to give you an example. I told you, a man named Ron Mueller, R-O-N-M-U-L-L-E-R, home-based biz tax savings or home-based business university. It don't cost you anything. You can go to tax savings, with an S, tax savings brochure.com, and here's what I want you to understand. Their child labor laws and all that stuff with the information superhighway, you can run a business through the internet. You can't get burnt with no hot grease, and you can't fall down no stairs, which means that anybody can own a business now. Country Boy just went ahead and got ahead of the program, and I designed something called Green Collar Jobs. Which means that you own this home-based business is what I'm telling you about, but you need no background check. No master degree required. No GED required. You do not have to have a resume. We don't want to see your resume. You do not have to have a car. You do not have to even have a computer. We'll show you how to run it out of the library through the internet. I'll show you how to run your business through your little cell phone. Stop playing games. It's time to get down to business. We're going to show you how to work smarter, not better. I can show you how to get connected, Angela, and we can show you how to buy yourself a business. You can pick up the phone and dial 1-800 if you want to shop online instead of standing in a line. What are you going to be buying? The stuff that you're already buying. It's called simply, that goes that crazy little word again, take the money that you're already spending to stores. You mean you can own a home-based business and dial an 800 number and order your toothpaste and your dental floss and your little lip glosses and your makeup and your vitamins and your shakes and your oatmeal and your popcorn And all this having said to your home, you missed it. When I said your papa was a rolling stone and wherever you live is your home, you mean if I do that and have it sent to my home-based business, I can keep the receipt and give it to my tax person? And the government has to give me my money back for brushing my teeth and taking my bubble bath? Yeah, this is how you do it if you hook up with some people that know what you don't know. I don't get paid for what I do. I get paid for what I know how to do. They would keep it a secret, but I'm not a secret agent. I'm just country boy who can show you how to own your own home-based business. My first product was called air, but I don't sell air. I give it to the gas stations, and they sell it to you, and I split the profits with them. I give my air to the hospitals, but I put it in tanks, and they call it oxygen. My second product was called water, but my son owns that company. But you can't get it at the grocery stores and at the gas stations. I sell it to schools to sell for $2 a bottle. There's 24 bottles in a case. 2 times 24 is 48. I let them keep half the money. Oh, when the Olympics came to Atlanta, I let my nonprofit organization just put some dirt. That's what you called it. We put it in a 4.5-inch Ziploc, put a label on it with Atlanta Skyline. I needed some adjectives. I learned them in school, too. Authentic, Georgia, red clay. You called it dirt. I called it a souvenir. We did $2.7 million. My nonprofit organizations, the ones that won't nobody hire, they pour sand in the vials, pass it to the next one, put a cork in it, give it to the next one, put a label on it, give it to the beaches to sell. They call it sand. We call it dirt. You don't think I can show you how to run your home-based business? One more, Angela.
Okay,
listen. A 9-year-old that can go to the yard sale on Saturday mornings with her mama and buy them blue jeans that cost $2 a pair and come back with a little stencil and a dollar can of spray paint she got from Walmart and spray some dollar signs on the legs and cut a hole in the knee and sell them to you online for $50 back to you, Angela. I get too excited about blessing
okay,
people.
Okay, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You're getting some good tips, advice. Again, I encourage people to start a home-based business or some type of business. I'm not putting the government down. We have a wonderful president. But, again, we cannot – we've all learned, or most of us have learned, that we can't depend on corporate America to keep us employed. There are people working at McDonald's now, and I don't know if you all know it. There's you can Google it or watch TV. Minimum wage is not enough at McDonald's. So they're protesting. And, you know, so a home-based business that you can start with a little money, or like he said, no money really, is a good thing for a lot of people. I'm not going to say everyone, but for a lot of people who in the past, and I don't know if have found themselves unemployed. Unemployment ran out, and but we all know what's happened in the past. What I'm trying to do is keep people from repeating that. I can be contacted at my Gmail account. My show is Show Talk with Angela Butler, but my name, but my Gmail is angelabutlershow@gmail.com. I can be found on Facebook. You can send me a message, even if you cannot befriend me, because I have pretty close to 5,000 friends already. I may have one or two less, but not normally. But you can send me a message, and I will contact you. So if it's not me, then I encourage everyone to start a business. A home-based business, like you said, it doesn't matter where you're at or anything like that. You don't have to be really smart to start a home-based business. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, in other words. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to have a whole lot of degrees. And like you said, even though it doesn't seem right, it's who you know. So you can be the smartest person in the world, but if you have no connections, you know, it's hard to get anywhere, which I know that. They don't, most of these companies don't have a resume, majority of them. So keep all that in mind, and, you know, encourage you to start a home base or some type of business where you're pretty much going about. The business that I have, there's not any real selling. There's no selling. So anyway, I can be contacted at AngelaButlerShow@gmail.com. You can contact me on Facebook, Angela Butler, I'm the one in the white blouse. You can message me, or you can message me on either one of these sites on Show Talk with Angela Butler. All right, Mr. Dorsey. Mr. Dorsey.
Yes, ma'am.
You still there?
Angela, I do have a 888 number that I can give everybody,
okay,
so we can track everybody. Ooh.
Yep.
For some reason,
okay,
start feeding back. I beg your pardon. Am I feeding back?
No.
Okay. I do have a 888 number I can give everybody. That way we can track everybody back to you. That number is 888-758-7545. 888-758-7545. You guys, I do at least 6 international calls every day to where people can just call and get in information. We'll ask you who invited you to a lot of my talk shows. I have a call that you can listen in 7 days a week at 9 p.m. If you guys want to, you can get more information by dialing 212-990-8000. 212-990-8000. The PIN code is 0205, and hit the pound sign. Let me just warn you, we're not multi-level marketing. We're not a pyramid. We're not a scheme. We're not a scam. I'm not knocking anybody's business. I've been in 38 of those different types of businesses. I work with about 186 different types of businesses, including all the ones that I didn't say. Okay, so don't get it twisted. We're connecting different people around the world in different medias. We're talking TV media. I got 4 different TV shows that we do because we reach over 7 million people a week. We got blog radio like Angela Butler Show. Of course, y'all familiar with how we can reach across the airways and touch people. We now want to get you connected so you can take and connect your friends through Facebook and let them know how they can make money and how you can bless people by being connected, because we can give you links, people, that you can just put on your website, and when somebody clicks on it and orders something, that you can get paid even if you don't know who it is. So, Angela, I thank you so much for the opportunity, for allowing me to be on your show. I hope to come back again, and maybe I'll try not to be so excited next time. But there's so many things that you guys understand. When you bless somebody, if you practice blessing people, I say I'm just a little old country boy straight out of the Northeast Georgia woods who still believes in good and blesses people the same way that God would. Country boy does what most people could if they only would. So practice, if you want to practice, doesn't make perfect. Practice only means that you get better. Practice doing unto others before they do unto you. And if you give some love, then it comes right back to you. Back to you, Angela, brother, because you give us opportunity to bless somebody else, and I hope that blessing comes right back to you.
Thank you very much for saying that, and I hope it does too. All right. Thank you, Mr. Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and have a good night.
You too. Thank you for having me. Good night, everybody, and happy holidays to you.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have about 30 seconds left. So all I'm going to say is happy Thanksgiving, and everyone have a good night and try to stay warm. And don't forget the people who I was talking about, Urban Spies, Andy Clyde Incorporated, Raquel Charles. Have a good night, everyone.